It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. Andy Gwinnip, the Chargers head coach, is joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. They get set for a road trip to 2A number 1 Nemaha Central this week. But, Coach, let's talk about your game last week against Valley Falls. Very competitive, but the Dragons able to get the win 34-24. Just what were a few key notes and takeaways from that loss last week to Valley Falls?
Yeah, we did a lot of good things. I think we averaged close to 6 yards a carry. Moved the ball up and down the field pretty effectively. Problem was we had some penalties and we had some turnovers, and I think there was 5 drives where we weren't able to score because of that. There's a lot of self-inflicted wounds, and you know, we'd go 40, 50 yards down the field and then have 3 or 4 plays where we went backwards or weren't able to get a first down, and so a drive stalled out. And you know, credit to them, they stiffened up when we got towards that end of the field, towards our goal line. But and then defensively, you know, we put 2 or 3 plays together, have a nice series there, and then we let number 30, you know, run for a first down, or they'd have a nice long completion. And you know, we had right before half, I think I looked at the clock, it was a minute 18, and they went 75 yards. Basically, it was 3 plays. And scored right before halftime, like kind of a fluke play where it hit one of our guys and their receiver grabbed it and ran into the end zone, and things that, you know, you just normally don't happen. And, you know, we just kept playing, though. We played hard, and again, just a couple drives weren't able to punch in the end zone, but we had 2 backs over 100 yards, which is one of our goals. We had almost 300 yards rushing, so we just didn't have the ball enough, and just weren't able to, you know, punch in those drives where you march at 40 yards down the field, you know, you're close to the red zone, you got to get those in the end zone.
Well, talk about the skill position players, your running backs, and then when we talk about the rushing attack, obviously it starts up front with the offensive line, but just having it in rhythm and having a good motion with it in that game, having success and moving the ball, how nice was it to see, and just see everybody kind of clicking a little bit on that side?
Oh, it was great. You know, actually all 3 games, we're looking at the stats, we're averaging, you know, about 4.5 yards a carry, which, you know, is all right. The problem is we'll have a 10-yard run, a 10-yard run, and then we'll have maybe a 0-yard gain or a -1 or have a penalty. So to put 10, 15 plays together and punch it in, that's where we've been struggling. You know, we'll have a really nice play, then maybe go backwards, and have a really nice play, then maybe go backwards, and we just got to be more consistent. We got some linemen up front who are getting a good push. You know, there's several plays on film. We're like, well, we're getting a 3, 4, 5 yard push, and our backs are getting 7, 8 yards on that play, and then maybe the next play, you know, they have a linebacker blitz or a D lineman stunts, and we have a little bit of penetration, and so we're doing a lot of good things. So we just got to be consistent with it, and you know, this is a new system for them, so, you know, it doesn't matter who your players are. They were still learning, so maybe unsure on some plays, or, you know, the defenses are moving around, and, you know, credit to the other teams. They're making adjustments also, and we just, it's for, you know, you're asking 15, 16, 17-year-olds to think on the fly and with a new system, and it is difficult, and so we're getting better each week, though. That was our best game, and that's the whole goal, to have every Friday night, that's your best game of the year. And so that's what we did on Friday night. We had our best game as far as offensive production and defensively. You know, we just got to be a little bit quicker. I don't know if we're going to face a lot of guys with that kind of speed that we did Friday night, but as far as the rest of the team, I think we held them in check for the most part.
Horton head football coach Andy Gwinnip joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. They get 2A number 1, that is Nemaha Central, coming up on Friday. Key district matchup. We'll talk about it after this on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Horton football coach, that is Andy Gwinnip. It is presented by Union State Bank. Chargers off a 34-24 loss to Valley Falls last week. Now get set to make the road trip to Seneca to take on 2A number 1 Nemaha Central. Coach, it's the defending state champs on the schedule this week. They are really, you know, a team last year, obviously undefeated, won the state title. They lost a lot. Some might thought that, you know, maybe they, you know, maybe would have a little bit slower of a start, maybe not be as good, but at least right now on paper, they look the part, and it seems like they've carried it over from that state championship run last year. What do you see on tape, and what stands out about this Nemaha Central team?
Well, I'm not sure what they lost, because they look pretty good on film. But, you know, they I don't know who would be in 2A. I don't know who would be better than them right now. I know Sabeth is going to rival them and be competitive with them. But right now, what they look like on film, they're fast, they're big, they're strong, they're physical, they're very disciplined. They don't make mistakes. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. And they're patient. You know, they'll just go down the field. They have the kind of players, if they need a hard 3 or 4 or 5 yard run, they'll hit that. If they need, you know, the big play, 20, 30, 40 yard run, they'll hit that too. They just have a lot of good athletes, a lot of big kids. And you can tell that, you know, their practices are probably pretty intense the way they play. And they can just roll more guys in there. They have a lot of players that play. They got sophomores playing, juniors, seniors. They got a mix of kids that are playing. They're pretty deep. You know, they're the complete package. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on us getting better. You know, we're going to worry less about them and more about us. And can we get 3, 4 yards, 5 yards? Can we get first downs and just be competitive with them? I think a lot of teams, you know, they face the number one team in the state. They just, you know, they don't play as hard. Well, and in situations like that, you have to play harder. And the goal is to get better, you know. So we're going to try to get better against them this week and set ourselves up for success in this district.
Yeah, when you talk about seeing some improvement and just competing and doing things on your end, what do you have to do? What do you want to see, you in particular, your coaching staff? What are you hoping to see out of your team this week?
Well, the biggest thing is just be competitive. It should, teams, and in high school football, you should want to play the number one team in the state. And how do you measure up? Can we get 3, 4, 5 yards a play against them? Can we get first downs against them? Can we move the ball down the field? Can we score? On defense, can we run to the football and hit the football? And if you're playing hard, a lot of times, a lot of funny things happen with the ball. You know, watching Perry LeCompton play them last week. They flew to the football. They hit the football. Things start happening. That's when fumbles happen. That's when you have a negative play. You know, Nemaha punted several times against Perry. And even though Nemaha was a better team than them, Perry just got after him. And that's what we got to do, the same thing. And put yourself in a position to be successful. And for not only that game, but for the season, you know, you got to get better every week. So it doesn't matter who you play, you've got to improve that week, and that's got to be the mindset, that we're just going to play as hard as we can. You know, whatever the scoreboard is, it is. You think of districts, you got 4 games in districts, and you got to be competitive in all 4 games to set yourself up for a position to be playing in November.
There it is, Horton football coach Andy Gwinnup joining us. Chargers, after the loss to Valley Falls, getting set for 2A number one, Nemaha Central coming up on the road in Seneca on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.